Lesson 7. Offering help. 1. Part A. Micro listening. The alphabet.
You will hear the names of 10 American states and their abbreviations spelt out for you. Listen carefully and write them down quickly. Example: Texas, capital T, E, X, A, S. Capital T, capital X.
1. Alaska, capital A, L, A, S, K, A. Capital A, capital K.
2. California, capital C, A, L, I, F, O, R, N, I, A. Capital C, capital A.
3. Colorado, capital C, O, L, O, R, A, D, O. Capital C, capital O.
4. Florida, capital F, L, O, R, I, D, A. Capital F, capital L.
5. Hawaii, capital H, A, W, A, I, I. Capital H, capital I.
6. Illinois, capital I, L, L, I, N, O, I, S. Capital I, capital L.
7. Nebraska, capital N, E, B, R, A, S, K, A. Capital N, capital E.
8. Iowa, capital I, O, W, A. Capital I, capital A.
9. Indiana, capital I, N, D, I, A, N, A. Capital I, capital N.
10. Wisconsin, capital W, I, S, C, O, N, S, I, N. Capital W, capital I.
Part B. Macro listening. Dialogue 1. Is this a travel agency? Now listen to the dialogue.
Excuse me. Is this a travel agency?
It certainly is, madam.
Have you got lots of information about travel?
We certainly have, madam.
Great. Perhaps you can help me.
What would you like, madam? A weekend in Las Vegas?
Oh, no. I don't think my husband would let me do that.
Well, what do you want?
Do you have any interesting program for the 2-day weekend?
Oh, yes. We have lots of interesting programs for the weekend. You certainly don't seem to like a long trip, do you?
No, we don't. We feel tired after a week's work.
Then, what about Santa Monica Beach? There you can swim, lie in the sun on the soft sand, and play beach volleyball.
Sounds nice. What about the price?
$200 each.
Good, but I have to talk to my husband first.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and write T, true, or F, false, in the brackets for each of the following statements.
Excuse me, is this a travel agency?
It certainly is, madam.
Have you got lots of information about travel?
We certainly have, madam.
Great. Perhaps you can help me.
What would you like, madam? A weekend in Las Vegas?
Oh, no. I don't think my husband would let me do that.
Well, what do you want?
Do you have any interesting program for the 2-day weekend?
Oh, yes. We have lots of interesting programs for the weekend. You certainly don't seem to like a long trip, do you?
No, we don't. We feel tired after a week's work.
Then, what about Santa Monica Beach? There you can swim, lie in the sun on the soft sand, and play beach volleyball.
Sounds nice. What about the price?
$200 each.
Good, but I have to talk to my husband first.
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and fill in the blanks with the words you hear.
Excuse me, is this a travel agency?
It certainly is, madam.
Have you got lots of information about travel?
We certainly have, madam.
Great. Perhaps you can help me.
What would you like, madam? A weekend in Las Vegas?
Oh, no. I don't think my husband would let me do that.
Well, what do you want?
Do you have any interesting program for the 2-day weekend?
Oh, yes. We have lots of interesting programs for the weekend. You certainly don't seem to like a long trip, do you?
No, we don't. We feel tired after a week's work.
Then, what about Santa Monica Beach? There you can swim, lie in the sun, soft sand, and play beach volleyball.
Sounds nice. What about the price?
$200 each.
Good, but I have to talk to my husband first.
Dialogue 2. Do you think you can help me? Now listen to the dialogue.
Mike, I've got a problem.
What's that, Jesse?
I've bought a big sofa, but I can't move it up.
You certainly can't by yourself.
Do you think you can help me?
Yes, of course. But where do you want it moved, Jesse?
Would you mind helping me to get it upstairs?
No, of course not. But why do you want it upstairs?
I have a sitting room upstairs, and I want to set it on the corner. Mike, will you take the front end?
Sure, but wouldn't it be better if you went first? You know where you're going. I'll hold the back end, and it's heavier.
Good idea. Mike, let's go.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and write T, true, or F, false, for each statement you hear.
Mike, I've got a problem.
What's that, Jesse?
I've bought a big sofa, but I can't move it up.
You certainly can't do it by yourself.
Do you think you can help me?
Yes, of course. But where do you want it moved, Jesse?
Would you mind helping me to get it upstairs?
No, of course not. But why do you want it upstairs?
I have a sitting room upstairs, and I want to set it on the corner. Mike, will you take the front end?
Sure, but wouldn't it be better if you went first? You know where you're going. I'll hold the back end, and it's heavier.
Good idea. Mike, let's go.
Number one. Jessie wants to buy a big sofa, but she is short of money.
Number two. Mike is surprised to hear that Jessie wants to set her sofa in the sitting room.
Number three. Mike is ready to help because he knows that Jessie can't do it by herself.
Number four. Jessie wants Mike to take the back end of the sofa because she thinks Mike is very strong.
Number five. Mike suggests that Jessie take the front end because she knows the way.
Exercise two. Listen to the dialogue again and write down what the second speaker says in response.
Mike, I've got a problem.
What's that, Jessie?
I've bought a big sofa, but I can't move it up.
You certainly can't do it by yourself.
Do you think you can help me?
Yes, of course. But where do you want it moved, Jessie?
Would you mind helping me to get it upstairs?
No, of course not. But why do you want it upstairs?
I have a sitting room upstairs, and I want to set it on the corner. Mike, will you take the front end?
Sure, but wouldn't it be better if you went first? You know where you're going. I'll hold the back end, and it's heavier.
Good idea. Mike, let's go.
This is the end of Lesson 7.